This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, that there's a definitive difference between the two, that you can know about the love of God and never actually believe it. And honestly, I said some pretty startling things last Friday, especially about the judgment of God. And some of you, I mean, it really kind of tweaked you a little bit. So I'm going to jump into that now and try to help you to see what the scriptures actually say. Now, everything that I'm saying, anything we always say, is always building upon what we talked about before. So I encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and there you'll find all the messages that we've preached so far on this subject. In addition, there's a lot of other materials there. Our partners who support us on a monthly basis make it possible for us to provide these for you absolutely free. And so take advantage of those things, please. Now, again, we're going to start in verse 4:16, and it says, 1 John 4:16, "We have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." Now, again, this is the great apostle John making a statement that there is a difference between knowing about the love of God and believing the love of God. That it's not enough just to know about it, but you need to believe it. You need to believe God's love for you, okay? So, now, I made some statements last week, and basically I said that talked about people who are always saying, well, God's going to judge you for that. God's going to judge you for that. Judgment is coming and all of these other things. And I do believe that it is a fearful thing for a sinner to be in the hand of an angry God. But there's a lot of things, ways that verse gets really misapplied. And in particular, it gets applied incorrectly to his own body. And I'm going to prove it here. See, here's one of the challenges with trying to get people to be literally afraid of God. I believe in fearing God in the sense that I am reverence of him, that I acknowledge that he is Almighty God. But to actually be afraid of him is completely and absolutely wrong. And I'm about to prove it, so don't turn me off. You can get mad, but let's go to the scriptures, the New Testament scriptures. And in particular, with me, if you're going to talk to me, you've got to talk to me about being in the family of God. Don't talk to me about being outside the family of God, because I'm not outside the family of God. I've been born again. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He has come in the flesh, has dwelt among men. Now, here's the thing. He goes on here about knowing and believing the love of God, and this is where he goes with this. Verse 17. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Okay, so now, all these people that are always talking about judgment, and I've seen people, when they start hearing about the judgment of God, I'm talking about Christians. Listen, if you're lost and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you need to be afraid of the judgment of God. There will be a day, there will be a reckoning with God. Now, this is not about you cleaning up your act and, you know, you start doing a bunch of things. That's not what it's about. It's about accepting Jesus. Really, that's the only thing you need to do to enter the kingdom of God, that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, then the judgment of God will come upon you. Okay, now I'm talking about when you appear before him. Right now, if you're sinning and you're committing sin and bad things are happening, that is not the judgment of God. That is the sin, the wages of sin being death, and that you have played around with sin. Sin is attached to a bungee cord attached to death. So literally, every time you start sinning, you are pulling death to yourself. That is not God trying to beat you. That is not God trying to correct you. That is the wages of sin, is death. Okay, so you need to quit blaming God. Really, literally, saint and sinner, you need to quit blaming God if you've chosen sin and destruction is showing up. That is not the way that it works. If you're choosing sin, then you get paid in death. Okay, now that death can be poverty, that death can be sickness and disease, and ultimately, yes, death can be you dropping dead. But when you start talking about the judgment of God, and every time there's any sort of natural catastrophe, it's always the judgment of God. I remember when Katrina hit, and everybody said God was judging New Orleans. Well, if he was, he missed, because it didn't actually hit forefronted into New Orleans, right? It hit off to the side. So if he's judging, he's not very good at it, okay? Because there were other places that were not near as bad as New Orleans as far as different things that go on there, and they were destroyed. So quit telling people that a loving God is doing this to them. At the very least, if it was sin that caused it, it would have been sin drawing death, not God saying, listen, you've ticked me off, I'm doing it. Because the Bible says he put his wrath upon Jesus. And we'll talk about that, but let's specifically talk about judgment. Notice what this says. Love has been perfected among us in this. This is mature love, that we have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, this isn't talking just about every day. This is talking about a particular day that if you are a Christian, you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. If you are a lost person, you will stand before the great white throne of judgment. If you're a Christian, you've already stood there. You've already been pronounced righteous through the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have time to get in that today. But here's what I want you to get. If you can be bold in the day of judgment, when you stand before your Lord and you're looking him in the eye, if you can be bold in that day of judgment, then you can be bold any day. Any day. Because, now notice this, that you have boldness in the day of judgment. Not fear, not trepidation, not hiding. And you know, the way I like to liken this is this. A lot of times, people, when they start talking about judgment, let's say you were sitting on a set of chairs. There's like 10 chairs in front of you, right? And they're kind of in an order, all right? And so the first, and let's say there was, when everybody walked in, everybody sat in a chair, there's 10 people, and then somebody came out and passed out numbers. And says, okay, this is the order in which you'll be judged. And get, you know, like you're going to a deli, right? And you pull down a number here. One, you're number two, you're number three, you're number four, so on till you get to 10. Well, the way most people approach the judgment of God is like, you mean I've got to walk through that door into the throne room? And I'm number one? Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, I'm afraid. And listen, Christians tell you that, you know, God is going to judge you for that. God is going to judge you for that. And so you're like number one in line. You've got the ticket and you're sitting there shaking and your hands are shaking and your body's shaking. And you go down to the guy at number 10 and say, can I convince you to trade me so I could be at least further down the line? I don't want to be first. I don't want to be first. That's not having boldness in the day of judgment. It's being afraid. And now notice what it goes on here to say. This is verse 18. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. And God doesn't want you tormented. So you're not supposed to be afraid of the day of judgment. You're not supposed to be afraid of what when you walk into the throne room. In fact, in that day, you're supposed to have boldness because the one you're standing before is completely and absolutely in love with you and desires to help you. Is he going to correct you? Is he going to judge where you have sinned? Yes. Now, he's not kicking you out of heaven. Heaven has already been decided if you've accepted Jesus. No, but there are rewards in the next life. But either way, it says when you walk into this throne room, you should not be afraid of boldness in the day of judgment. And if you're not afraid in the day of judgment, how much more today when you need help? How much more when you're going before your Lord today and say, Lord, judge me in this. Show me where I'm wrong. Show me where I've made a mistake. Now, if people say, well, you can't tell people this. They need to be afraid of God in order to do the right thing. Evidently, God doesn't believe that. God believes that you should not be afraid because fear involves torment. Fear is the opposite of love. And that actually the more you receive the love of God, the more it will remove fear from your life, even and especially from Him. Yeah, but in order to follow, you've got to be afraid in order to follow God. Why would people quit sinning if they're not afraid of God? Very simple. They find out how much He loves them. And then they fall in love with Him. And they say, I don't want to do this anymore. If the Father loves me this much that He's done all this for me, I don't want to sin anymore. I don't want to do it. If He has poured out His love for me like this, if He is for me, if He's been trying to help me, why would I choose sin? He's not going to withhold anything from me. One of the reasons that people sin is because they believe that God doesn't love them enough to provide what it is that they need or want, and so they must do it themselves. They must trust in their own flesh. But I'm here to tell you today, there is a day of judgment. I don't want to kid you. There is a day, especially if you haven't received Jesus, that heaven and hell are decided. But don't choose Jesus today because you're afraid of Him. Choose Jesus today because He is in love with you and because He paid a price for you, because He adores you and He wants you to be a part of His family. Michael's about to talk to you about this. Give your life to Jesus today because He loves you more than you can ever possibly imagine. Listen to these important messages.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that You are alive and that You love me and that You gave Your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, You are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give You my old life while I accept Your life. I also make You my Lord. I commit to do what You say with the understanding that You will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather You lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said You would. Father, thank You for giving Your Son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call You Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian